2. Clarify contributions. Each executive understands not only what they own, but also how their contribution creates value for the enterprise. Where do I lead? Where do I support others? Where might my strengths unintentionally create drag? Without this clarity, leaders default to optimizing their own functions. Silos aren't a cultural failure. They're the natural outcome of unexamined individual priorities. 3. Intentional relationship recalibration. For leaders with shared history, relationships must be explicitly reset for the new context. What worked at the last company doesn't automatically apply here. Assumptions from past roles, how we made decisions, how we disagreed, who deferred to whom, need to be examined, not inherited. This isn't about questioning trust. It's about updating the operating system. The CFO, who was your peer at the last company, now reports to you. The CMO you brought in was brilliant at a scrappy startup, but this is a public company with regulatory constraints. Same people, different game, different rules. Without recalibration, old patterns quietly reassert themselves, even when they no longer serve the business or the team. 4. Accountability over loyalty. Loyalty protects people. Accountability protects performance. In cohesive executive teams, leaders don't avoid difficult conversations or cover for one another in the name of trust. They hold peers to shared standards, especially when it's uncomfortable. Many capable teams stall here. Loyalty gets mistaken for cohesion, when in reality, unchecked loyalty is what allows silos and turf wars to persist. What great executive teams look like in practice? In the strongest executive teams, something subtle but powerful happens in meetings. Side conversations are surfaced in the room. Misalignment is named before decisions are finalized. When one voice dominates, others step in, not to challenge authority, but to protect cohesion. Decision rights are referenced rather than assumed. The CEO doesn't act as referee. The team self-corrects. That's the signal of a deliberately designed team. And it's why these teams execute faster in a crisis. Trust wasn't inherited from the past. It was engineered for the present. Vocabulary focus. Candid. Baseline. Pivotal. Default. Defer to somebody, something. Scrappy. Referee.